August 20th, Jesus says, if one were to observe closely what has been going on for some time, and especially since the beginning of this century preceding the conclusion of the second millennium, one ought to think that the seven seals have been opened. Never before as at present have I gone into action to return among you with my word, to gather together the multitudes of my chosen ones so as to set out with them and my angels to do battle against the hidden forces working to bore open the gates of the abyss for mankind. War, famine, pestilences, the instruments of military homicide, which are more than the ferocious beasts mentioned by the Beloved One, earthquakes, signs in the sky, eruptions in the entrails of the earth, and the miraculous calls towards mystical ways of little souls moved by love, persecutions against my followers, the loftiness of souls and the lowliness of bodies, nothing is lacking among the signs whereby the time of my wrath and my judgment may seem to you to be near. In the horror you experience, you exclaim, the time has come, it cannot get more tremendous than this, and you loudly call for the end which will free you. The blameworthy call for it, mocking and cursing, as always, the good call for it who can no longer bear to see evil triumphing over good. Peace, my chosen ones. A little while longer, and I shall come. The sum of sacrifice needed to justify the creation of man, and the sacrifice of the Son of God is not yet fulfilled. The marshalling of my cohorts is not yet finished, and the angels of the sign have not yet placed the glorious seal upon all the brows of those who have deserved to be chosen for glory. The disgrace of the earth is such that its fumes, not very different from those issuing from Satan's dwelling, rise to the feet of God's throne with a sacrilegious impetus. Before the appearing of my glory it is necessary for east and west to be purified so as to be worthy of the appearance of my face. Purifying incense and oil consecrating the great boundless altar, where the last mass will be celebrated by me, the eternal pontiffal served at the altar by all the saints which heaven and earth contain in that hour, are the prayers and sufferings of my saints, of my heart's beloved, of those already marked with my sign, of the blessed cross, before the angels have marked them. It is on earth that the sign is engraved, and it is your will which engraves it. Then the angels fill it with incandescent indelible gold which makes your brows shine like the sun in my paradise. Great is the present horror, my beloved, but how very, very much it still has to increase to become the horror of the last times. And if it truly seems that wormwood has been mixed into man's bread, wine, and sleep, a very, very great deal more wormwood must still drip into your waters, onto your tables, and onto your couches before you have reached the total bitterness which will be the companion of the last days of this race created by love, saved by love, which has sold itself to hatred. For if Cain went roaming over the earth, because he had shed innocent blood, though still blood contaminated by original sin, and found no one to deliver him from the torment of the memory, for God's sign was upon him for his punishment and he begot in bitterness, and in bitterness lived, and saw others live, and in bitterness died, what is the race of man to suffer, which in fact shed, and sheds, the most innocent blood which has saved it? Go right on thinking, then, that these are the warning signs, but it is not yet the hour. There are forerunners of the one I said, could be called negation, evil incarnate, horror, sacrilege, the son of Satan, vengeance, and destruction, and I could go on giving him names designating him clearly and fearfully, but he is not yet present. He will be a very lofty person, as lofty as a star. Not a human star shining in a human sky, but a star from a supernatural sphere that, yielding to the flattery of the enemy, will experience pride after humility, atheism after faith, lust after chastity, the hunger for gold after gospel poverty, and the thirst for honors after concealment. To see a star plummet from the firmament is less fearful than to see this creature, already chosen, plunge into the coils of Satan. This creature will copy the sin of his elective father. Lucifer, out of pride, became the accursed and dark one. The Antichrist, out of the pride of an hour, will become the accursed and dark one, after having been a star in my army. As a reward for his denial, which will shake the heavens with a shudder of horror, and make the pillars of my church tremble in the dismay his fall will occasion, he will obtain the complete assistance of Satan, who will give him the keys to the pit of the abyss, in order for him to open it. But let him open it altogether, so that the instruments of horror will come out which Satan has concocted over millennia, to lead men to complete despair, in such a way that they will invoke Satan as king by themselves, and run after the Antichrist, the only one who will be able to open wide the gates of the abyss, to make the king of the abyss come out, just as the Christ opened the gates of the heavens, to make grace and forgiveness come out, which make men similar to God and kings of an eternal kingdom in which I am the King of Kings. As the Father has given me all power, so Satan will give him all power, and especially all power for seduction, to drag after him the weak, and those corrupted by the fevers of ambitions, as he, their chief, is. But in his unbridled ambition he will still find Satan's supernatural aids to be too scanty, and he will seek additional aid in the enemies of Christ, who, armed with increasingly deadly weapons which their lust for evil led them to create to sow despair in the masses, will help him until God pronounces his enough, and burns them to ashes with the splendor of his appearance. There has been much too much speculation over the centuries, and not out of a good thirst and honest desire to remedy the insistent evil, but, rather, only out of futile curiosity regarding what John says in chapter 10 of the Apocalypse. But you should know, Maria, that I allow what may be useful to know, to be known, and conceal what I find to be useful for you not to know. You are too weak, poor children of mine, to know the proper names of the apocalyptic seven thunders. My angel said to John, seal what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. I say that it is not yet time for what is sealed to be opened, and if John did not write it down, I will not say it. Besides, it is not your lot to taste that horror, and therefore, it only remains for you to pray for those who will have to undergo it, that strength will not fail in them, and they will not come to form part of the mob of those who, under the lash of the scourge, will not experience repentance, and will curse God instead of imploring his help. Many of these are already on the earth, and their seed will be 7 times 7 more demoniacal than they are. I myself swear that, when the thunder of the seventh trumpet is finished, and the horror of the seventh scourge is fulfilled, without the race of Adam recognizing Christ as King, Lord, Redeemer, and God, and, with the invocation of his mercy, his name, in which there is salvation, I, by my name, and by my nature, swear that I shall halt that instant in eternity. Time will cease, and the judgment will begin. The judgment eternally separating good from evil after millennia of coexistence on earth. Good will return to the fount from which it came. Evil will fall to the place to which it was previously cast down at the moment of Lucifer's rebellion, and from which it emerged to disturb the weakness of Adam and the seduction of the senses and of pride. Then the mystery of God will be fulfilled. Then you will know God. Every man on earth, from Adam to the last man born, gathered together like grains of sand on the dune of the eternal beach, will see God the Lord, Creator, Judge, and King. Yes, you will see this God whom you have loved, cursed, followed, mocked, blessed, insulted, served, and escaped from. You will see him. You will then know how much he deserved your love, and how meritorious it was to serve him. Oh, the joy of those who have consumed themselves in loving and obeying him. Oh, the terror of those who have been his Judases, his Cains, those who have preferred to follow the adversary and seducer instead of the Word made man, in whom there is redemption, the Christ, the way of the Father, Jesus, the most holy truth, the Word, true life.